From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Rural California property owners now have one fewer bill to pay, one they've scorned for the last 6 years. The cap-and-trade deal signed last week by Governor Jerry Brown ends a $150 a year fire protection fee. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento.
Brown and Democratic lawmakers created the fee in 2011, with the state budget mired in red ink. It applied to properties in parts of California where the state is responsible for providing fire protection. It infuriated conservatives, who argued it was not a fee but an illegal tax, and it lasted until Brown and Democrats negotiated it away to win Republican votes for cap and trade. The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association is fighting to overturn the fee in court and says it will keep its lawsuit going in hopes of winning refunds for property owners. The state collected more than $380 million through the fee as of mid-2016, with another $47 million as yet unpaid. The fee's elimination only applies moving forward and does not cancel out past year's bills, penalties, or interest. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Some California legal experts say coastal communities suing oil companies over climate change have a credible chance of succeeding in state courts. Marin and San Mateo counties, along with the city of Imperial Beach, accuse Shell, BP, and others of concealing the effects of fossil fuels on climate change and sea level rise. Berkeley Law Professor Daniel Farber says companies may try to get the cases thrown out for lack of jurisdiction, but the fight won't end quickly.
It's going to be a big case. We're not going to see the end of this anytime soon. It will definitely go to the California Supreme Court. And if defendants can find any basis for an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, they'll be sure to try that, too.
Farber says other coastal communities could bring similar cases, not just around California, but in states like Massachusetts and New York as well. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.